Well, I'll give you a title. The Power Within. Say, The Power Within.
The Power Within.
And the reason for this message is, as I said earlier, God is going to unleash a wave of miraculous events, not just healings, but events. And whether or not it happens in our circles or your circle depends on something. You've heard me talk about the tragedy with the space shuttle, how a little 58 cents part failed and cost the lives of 7 people, years of research and billions of dollars, because that little 58 cent O-ring did not do what it was designed to do. We're made in the image and likeness of who? So therefore, we were designed, the things that we were designed to do, because we're just like the Godhead. In Acts 3, first 8 verses, King James Version, most of these verses, I think, are King James or New King James. It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go in the temple, asked it alms. In other words, they would ask, you know, what we see in the malls and things now. You know, you got any spare change? And most people do what too many people do today, just walk past them. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, say such as I have.
Such as I have.
And if you have a Bible that's not too holy, underline it. Say, but such as I have, I give. He said, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he didn't just leave it there. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Why did that happen? Why did that happen? Turn to Ephesians 3. Verse 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And here's the part where we miss it. Here's the part why we don't see or experience or do the works that Jesus said we would do, according to the power that's at work in you. So the question is, what's in you? What is that power? They obviously heard something. Well, I can tell you what Peter heard, what they heard. Look at Mark 16. We know this is the Great Commission. Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not. They believed not. How can, if they believe not, how can faith work? How can that be at work in them if they don't believe? How are they going to go into all the world and preach the gospel if you don't believe, if that's not at work in you? How are you going to lay hands on the sick and they recover if that power is not at work in you? Somewhere along the line, folks, for us to get what God said we're to get and for us to do what God said that we can do, we have to allow the right power to be at work in us. There's the power that's at work. What type of power it is depends on you and me. What are we going to allow to be in us? Verse 15, he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. They did that. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. But if belief in the right thing is not working in us, we'll never see exceedingly abundantly above. What I'll tell you what we'll see. We'll see exceedingly abundantly above that which we never believed would happen to us. And we're wondering, what's going on? Why is this happening to me? And then we say something that locates us. God, I thought I was your child. What do you mean you thought you were my child? You need to go see Maury Povich. I am your father. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. If that power is not at work in you, the devils ain't going anywhere. It'd be like the seven sons of Sceva had no power working in them at all. And they came across a devil that knew who he was. They said, come out, and I adjure you by the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. I can imagine that demon whom Paul preaches. That's supposed, you see me shaking in my boots? He said, I know Jesus. I didn't have a good relationship with him. And I heard about Paul. But who are you? He turned to Jackie Gleason. And that one devil beat the clothes off of seven men. Seven. Why? Because they got exceedingly abundantly above what they could ask and think according to the power that was at work in them. And the right power was not at work in them. Amen. And the right power is not at work in some of us. That's why we go every healing line we see, we go. I haven't read that yet. Maybe it's in book 67. But I haven't read anywhere where the believers went around the country getting in the healing lines so that all the different people could lay hands on them. I haven't read that anywhere. I read that any believer can lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. But what power, but in order for that to happen, the right power has to be at work in us. I am upset with my mom. She's been in heaven a number of years. Because when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, I went to her and I asked her, "Mommy, what are you standing on? What scripture, what are you believing?" She said, "I believe God will do exceedingly abundantly above whatever I ask or think." Now that sounds good. And I said, "Okay, Mommy, but it also says according to the power that's at work in you." What power is at work in you? You thought I cursed at her. You're going to stand in front of me and you're going to tell me what the Bible says? No. I'm just telling you, you said read the Bible. I read it. This is what it says. God will do exceedingly abundantly above whatever we ask or think, but it's according to the power that's at work in us. She didn't receive it. And I was talking to one of my brothers, and he told me, Mom told me to plan her funeral. That's what was really at work in her, and that's what she had. That's what she had. You shall drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. I just saw something. They shall eat any deadly thing. If they eat any deadly thing, that includes viruses. Anything that's designed to harm us will not harm us according to the power that's at work in us, because the word has already declared no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That needs to be at work in us. Jesus told them that the sharing of the gospel, that the gospel would be shared rather by preaching and the performance of miraculous works. Preaching and. It's not either or. It's both. You preach the word. Some translation says that Jesus verified the word. Prove the word. Proved what the apostles were saying was true by miraculous signs. How were miraculous signs able to be accomplished? They believed. The power of faith was at work in them. I saw a translation. Let me see if I could find it, because we're kind of all over the place. In note-wise, God knows exactly what he's doing. Ephesians 3:20, but it's the Centurion's literal translation. Just give me a moment. It's simple, but it makes it simple. Give me a moment. Yeah, here we have Concordance Literal New Testament. Now to him who is able to do super excessively above all that we are requesting, apprehending, according to the power that is operating in us. According to the power, according to your operating system. Unlike computer technology, God's operating system does not need any upgrades. What was originally downloaded is enough. Doesn't need any patches. Doesn't need any virus checks. It will accomplish everything it was set out to accomplish, period. You don't need version 4.2 or 22.3. And some of us are doing that because all those things, they're new ways of thinking. Why do you need a new way of thinking? God knows what time we were going to be living in. And he allowed us to be born, to be alive during this season of the earth's presence. He allowed us to be here. Why? Because the power necessary to accomplish what he wants to accomplish is in us. It's in us. It is. It's in us. We have to let it operate. And not just in the area of sickness, but in everything. The reason Minister Phyllis, my wife, is not in a rehab center learning how to speak again and walk again and chew again and all of this was because of the power that was at work in her when the enemy brought those stroke symptoms into the room. She didn't have time to get into the Word and find out what should I do. She was already operating in it. And when those symptoms came, they found resistance. And they thought they might get past the resistance, and they saw an evacuation team. Why? Because I believe it's Matthew 13, 15, or 15, 13, says whatever the Lord didn't plant must be rooted out. What? It says whatever. So it doesn't matter where it comes from. It doesn't matter what it did to someone else. The word says it shall not come nigh you. Is that the power that's operating in you? And if the answer is yes, why aren't we acting like it? People should walk into this building, and it happened once that I saw when Shekinah Glory was here. People came in, they walked through the door in the lobby and went out like they were shot. They just came in. He was operating based on the power that was at work in them. That's why he sent them here, to show this is what happens when you operate, when you let the right power be at work in you. People could drive onto the property and get healed. Why? They just drove on the property. They drove into the presence, into the place where the power is at work in every single person that's in here. Every single person. I don't recall any of the disciples praying for themselves. I do remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he prayed that despite what he was feeling, God's will and not his will. And if you read John 5, you see all the instances where he said, talked about his relationship with his father. I only do those things the father tells me to do. As I've seen the father, I do. Why? That was the power that was at work in him. So if he did, think about this. If all he did was what the father did, he'd have the same results the father has. And he did. If we do the same works he did, which is the same works that the Father did, we will see the same results. But that power has to be at work in us. If it's not, we won't see the glory of God. All we'll see is stuff. That's all we'll see. And then we'll start talking stuff. We'll tell people, well, I know that his word is for some people. But after all, God did say, in this world, you will have tribulation. Pastor Greg, you say that all the time. I do say that all the time. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulations. But, see, you forget the second part of it. Be not dismayed. I've overcome the world. I've taken away its power to harm you. So why are we holding back going where he sends us? Because of what it said that happens in that area on the news? When did it say follow the news and get your instructions? Jesus told us the Holy Ghost. When the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide us into all truth. He's going to tell us what Jesus said. He'll show us things to come. Think about that. He didn't say, I'll show you the bad stuff to come. He'll show you. You'll see yourself laying hands on people. You'll see yourself casting out devils. You will see yourself doing the things that God called you to do, because those are things to come. That's why when we know that the Holy Ghost wants to do something, we wait. Why? I haven't seen it yet. So how can I imitate it? He's going to show me what to do, and we're going to do it. I mean, the power at work in us needs to be faith. Faith in what? Faith in what the Word of God says. Whatever's written in this book that God said we do, we do. And we don't care what anyone else has to say about it. Because that's the power. How many of you want exceedingly abundantly above? How many do you just want God to do? You know, yeah, you'd happy if it's exceedingly above, but if it's just what you ask, you'd be happy. It's all part of the power that's at work in you. If the wrong power's at work, you won't see anything that God said. If you ask anything according to his will. Why is that important? Because what you ask is dependent on what's at work in you. If you're asking things that are not part of his will, are you operating in obedience? Something to think about. I received a call before I came in from a dear saint and trying to get to church, but no one could give them a ride. They needed just keep confessing, thank you for the ride to church. There are people that have come to me and said, I need a new car. Why? Well, sometimes I have to, you know, my car won't hold a charge. You need a new battery. You don't need a new car. You need transportation to service. You want it to be in the form of a new car. But what you really need is transportation. God may provide someone to bring you. You may talk to someone and say, I want you to start bringing so-and-so to church. And if the power that's at work in you is right, you say yes. You may be blessed with something because of that. How we respond to God is dependent on the power that's at work in us. I went through a season of sorts where I knew I had to have a different attitude about something, but I didn't want to. So I didn't. One of the dumbest things I've ever done. Even before Christ. At least before Christ, I didn't know any better. It affected my preparation. Because things were falling. Lord, why is this so hard? He didn't say anything. Just kind of let me just wallow in it. I said, this never happened before. And then I realized. The right power was not at work in me. See, the wrong power closes up. It closes doors. The right power opens up and allows things to flood in. I want godly stuff to flood in. But the power that's at work in me has to be right. Think about okay. Matthew 15. Beginning in verse 21. Then Jesus left and went north into the non-Jewish region of Lebanon. He encountered there a Canaanite woman. Now, wait a minute. If Jesus was sent primarily for the lost sheep of Israel, what's he doing going to a place where it's a non-Jewish section? Because his father told him. He encountered there a Canaanite woman who screamed at him. This is the Passion Translation account. Who screamed at him, Lord, Son of David, show mercy to me. My daughter is horribly afflicted by a demon that torments her. Jesus never answered her. So the disciple said, why do you ignore this woman who is crying out to us? Jesus said, I've only been sent to the lost sheep of Israel. But she came and bowed down. Bowed down before him and said, Lord, help me. And Jesus responded, it's not right for a man to take bread from his children and throw it out to the dogs. She didn't argue with him. I thought you were supposed to be the Son of God. You were supposed to come like that and call me a dog. She said, you're right, Lord, but even puppies get to eat the crumbs that fall from the prince's table. Then Jesus answered, dear woman, your faith is strong. What you desire will be done for you. And at that very moment, her daughter was instantly set free from demonic torment. Why? Because of the power that was at work in her. She knew who she was, and she knew who he was. And she said, I'm humbling myself because I believe he has the power to help me. So my ego is not going to get in the way. My pride is not going to get in the way. My heritage is not going to get in the way. Who I am is not going to get in the way because it's not about who I am. It's about who he is, and I need what he has. So I'll change my mindset. Lord, Lord, help me. After being rebuffed twice. In front of people. He didn't pull to the side and say, look. He said it in front of everybody. It's not right to give what I have to the dogs. He said, yeah, you're right. But help me, Lord. She didn't give up. And her child was instantly healed. Verse 29 says, after leaving Lebanon, Jesus went to Lake Galilee and climbed a hill nearby and sat down. Then huge crowds of people streamed up the hill, bringing with them the lame, blind, deformed, mute, and many others in need of healing. And they laid him at Jesus' feet, and he healed them all. Why? Because of the power that was at work in them. They went to where he was, believing that all he needed to do was touch. Think about the centurion. My servant is grievously sick. Okay, no problem. I'll come and heal him. No, Lord. I'm not worthy that you should come into my house. Speak the word only. And then he gave us a hint of his operating system. I'm a man under authority. I know how this thing works. The person that has authority speaks, and everything that he has authority over listens. That's all I need. And Jesus said, I haven't seen this kind of faith anywhere. And immediately, that same hour, the servant was healed. We always talk about the woman with the issue of blood. 12 years operating under natural power. Spent everything that she had and got worse. But she heard about Jesus. She hadn't seen any miracles. She heard. And something in her changed. And now her attitude is, all I need to do is touch the hem of his garment and I shall be made whole. That's all I need to do. She didn't think about, I need to touch the hem of his garment, but I'm not supposed to go out in public unless I scream out unclean, unclean. If I scream out unclean, unclean, he's going to run away from me. He's not going to get close to me because I'm unclean. She threw all that thinking out. And her motivation was, all I need to do is touch the hem of his garment. That's all I need to do. And not only did the flow of blood stop, but whatever was causing it was healed. But Jesus said, be healed of your infirmity. That was after he knew she felt within her that the flow of blood had stopped. Why? Because she had the right power working in her. The right power working in her. Don't get caught up in the attitude of the crowds. Because Jesus didn't talk to them, he talked to you. He told you what to do. When he said fed the 5,000, God told Jesus, this is what you do. And don't think you have to have all of the information. Because Jesus never told his disciples, I'm going to feed everybody here. The guys come here. This is the plan. He had the plan. And he gave them instructions. We didn't know what was going on. You didn't have to know. All you needed to know what are my instructions. How do you give four baskets to 12 people? They didn't even stop to say, how'd you do that? They just went with it. Why? Because they received their instructions and the right power was at work in them. I'm telling you these things, folks, because as I said when we first started, this year we're going to see a flow of miracles that we've never seen. Amen. And we don't want it hindered because of the power that's at work in us. It's not right. We want to have the right power working all of the time. And to do that, you need to put spiritual blinders on and only look at what Jesus said, what the Bible says, not what people say. And don't be moved by what people do. We've gone through a season of the church allowing things to happen because of whatever personal preferences it may have been. We're past that. We're past that. That's an old thing. All things have become new. So from January 29th, 2023 on, we're going to have the right power at work in us at all times. The right power.